when Duluth-based Minnesota Power and Wisconsin Public Service Corporation of Green Bay first proposed building the 250-mile-long line in early 1999, they were going in as partners. Since then, the Wisconsin legislature created the American Transmission Company. ATC Vice President Mark Williamson says they will ask the State Public Service Commission to allow them to take over ownership and the lead role in building the 340-kilovolt line.
Minnesota Power and WPS have been doing that up until now. This project's one of the few remaining legacy or transition projects that was proposed and filed with the commission predating the formation of the American Transmission Company.
Already, Minnesota Power no longer has financial liability in building the $400 million transmission line. Minnesota Power's Terry Johnson says they still plan to use the line to sell its electricity.
Yeah, I mean, Minnesota Power will use the line as well as any of the utilities in the upper Midwest. I mean, we'll be one of several users of that line once it is built.
Minnesota Power and WPS will continue to help build the line. WPS will be responsible for the Wausau to Ladysmith leg and Minnesota Power from Duluth to Ladysmith. The difference is they will both be reimbursed for all expenses by ATC. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.